Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the August 9th edition of the Call In Church. This is your stage. I'm Reverend Dennis Fender, your host tonight. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to the book of Luke. We're going to be in chapter 15. And while you're doing that, I'm just going to open us in prayer. Let's take a moment, prepare our hearts to meet with the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you, Father, for your mercy that was fresh and anew this morning. We thank you, Father, for your blessings you have bestowed upon us today, for your protection. Father, for your provision. Father, for your precious Holy Spirit that has led us up through this day all the way to this point right here. We ask you, Father, that your guidance would continue through this evening and into tonight, with restful and peaceful sleep overnight, Father, and wake us tomorrow to a fresh and a new day, that we may worship you, Father, and bring you honor and glory. Lord, as we look into your word tonight and come to meet with you, we lift up these fires and all the firefighters, Lord, that's going on around the world. I notice they're not just here, but all of southern France down there is engulfed in flames, and other places as well, as Canada, Los Angeles, many places dealing with fires right now, wildfires. Father, we just rebuke and stand against the evil that's come into this world today. Lord, we ask you to rebuke and destroy the will of the enemy on every front. Father, that you would just seal and protect all Christians everywhere. You'd seal their minds, their hearts, Lord, their spirits, and fill them with power and strength, Lord God. Father, those that are suffering tonight with depression, Lord, those that are suffering tonight with no hope, God, I pray that you'd speak to them, that you'd meet with them, Lord. Reveal yourself to them, Father, as only that you can do. Lord, let them know that you're there, that you love them. Lord, if there be a way to put workers in their place, put workers in front of them, Lord, give them the very words to say that will speak to their hearts and minister to them. And prepare them, Father, prepare them, soften their hearts. Remove the stoppers from their ears, the scales from their eyes, that they may hear and see clearly the gospel, Father, as it's presented. Lord, that the beautiful light of the Lord Jesus Christ, him crucified and resurrected and seated at your right hand, make an intercession today. The blood that he shed that ran down the cross onto the mercy seat is still fresh and anew. God, we praise you and we glorify you tonight, Father. We magnify you, Lord. Oh, we praise you. We love you, Heavenly Father. We're so grateful to you, Lord, for all you do for us. Father, our first responders, our firefighters and police officers, there seems to be such an attack in this world, especially here in America and other countries as well, but especially here in America on our police officers. Father, that you would protect them, bless them, and stand with them, Lord God, in all their efforts, Father. And their homes, Father, give their families peace when they leave the house and go to work. Give their families, their wives and children peace, knowing that they're in your care. Lord, we ask you to be with us tonight as we look into your word, Father. And let the Holy Spirit rule and reign on this line, Lord. We would come against and stand against every hindrance and every distraction that the enemy would come forth tonight with. And we ask you, Father, you would rebuke those hindrances in Jesus' name. Let your will be done, Father. Let your word go forth and accomplish what you will set it forth to do tonight, that it will not return unto you void. That's a promise that you have made to us. When your word is spoken, when your word is read aloud, when your word is just simply read, that it goes forth. It goes forth. It is alive and well, and we thank and praise you for that tonight, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for that tonight. Heavenly Father, you are so wonderful to us. I run out of words to say, Father, you're so wonderful to us. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for all you do for us. Thank you for our families that we love and adore. Father, for our unsaved loved ones, Lord, that need you so badly, that need you so badly. Father, we bless you and we praise you tonight for all that you're going to do for us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, my little personal prayer kind of got caught up in what I was doing here. But God is so good to us. He's so wonderful. Before I get into tonight's text in Luke chapter 15, I want to read a short passage of about 6 verses, 7 verses here from Matthew chapter 22, beginning in verse 34. The Bible says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together." They had a huddle. Can you picture that? You know, when the football team's ready to start a new play, they all come together out there on the field and they huddle up. Here's what we're going to do. And verse 35 says, "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempt him, and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said unto him, 'That thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" Hallelujah. So in talking about love tonight, there's been a theme that I've been following here for a couple months or so in my own personal Bible study and ministry, love. But you know, along with love comes the opposite of love. And tonight we're going to look at one that's called anger. Anger that consumes. You know, we can get so caught up in being mad at somebody, it can literally just change the whole outlook of a day. Somebody can hurt us by just simply words that are spoken. Somebody can hurt us and anger us by picking up something that belongs to us and taking it with them, either by accident, it was done just incidental. Somebody walks by your desk at work and they're standing there talking and they pick up your pen and write something, and before you know it, they just put it in their pocket and walk off, and that was the only pen that you brought to work today. That was the only one. Well, I've been there and I know how it feels. So now I got to go look for a pen. Or go look for that person and say, "Excuse me, I need my pen back. Heck, come here." Oh, I'm so sorry, but it cost me time in my day. It disrupted the flow of what I had going on." And if we allow those little things to get us angry, boy, it can sure disrupt what God wants to do with us in front of the lost, in front of those non-believers that we will cross paths with if we leave our house. The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. Luke chapter 15, verse 28. And wouldn't go in what? He wouldn't go in the house. We see the prodigal son has come back. But the older brother was mad. Why? Because he stayed. The older son's anger, it was ablaze. Man, he was on fire. "There's no way I'm living under the same roof of him. Can you hear that? You know, I refuse to accept him. I refuse to acknowledge him as my brother. I refuse to forgive his lousy behavior. I refuse to believe that his return is sincere. I refuse to believe that he's going to stay here. I refuse to believe that his confession of guilt is genuine. It's all I, all down the line." Isn't that where it all starts? See, that's what Satan does to us. Satan puts our attention and our focus on ourselves. "I have been hurt. I have been sinned against. I have been wronged. I." Yeah. You know, the servants share in the joyful festivities, but the older son refused to set foot in the house. He wouldn't go in. All the servants are in there. All the families gathered together. The father, the son's home. "We've killed the fatted calf. They're having a banquet. They're having a party. They're having a good time because there's great joy. The father is happy. The prodigal son has come back." Reminds me of the story about, you know, what if one is missing? Would the shepherd not leave the 99 and go find that one that's lost? You bet. You bet he would. But the servants here, they're enjoying. But the older son, oh, no. He won't even go in the house. You know, the thing about it is he's probably a good-looking little farm boy with suntanned face and arms, hands calloused from hard work, legs tired from walking in the service of his father all day. He's an obedient son. He's a respectful churchgoer, but Of all the good accolades that we can say about him, of all the good accolades we can give one another and each other, those fellow churchgoers with us, fellow believers, but without love. Without love. A fundamental rule in God's household. You must love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. The first and greatest commandment. Jesus said back in Matthew 22, we just read, the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no substitute for love. Love. Just pure love. As the Lord loves us, we love others. Listen, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, but have not love, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. If I have a spiritual gift, if I have knowledge, if I've got the ability to fathom all mysteries, I have wisdom, but I have not love. Doesn't say I have nothing. It says I am nothing. Love forgives everything, because whoever loves learned that from the source of love to start with, to pray. Where does our source of love come from? Well, it comes from God. It comes from Christ. And how is it brought to us? By the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit imparts to us God's grace. God's grace brings us his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, his empowering peace and joy. Not that it's the world gives, like Jesus said. It's the peace and joy that he gives us, that he gives us. The source of love that causes us to pray and forgives us of our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Amen? Isn't that the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If there is no love, if there's only hate, there's only envy, there's only jealousy, that's all that remains. So we see the older brother, he refuses to go in. He remains standing outside with his burning anger and his unforgiving heart, right up to the point that he's consumed by it. Now, we're not privileged to the rest of the history of this family, but I'm sure at some point, I'm hoping at some point, that he repented of that, and the father was actually able to make him see the error of his ways and make him see, I love you just as much as I love your brother. I love you too equally. And had it been the shoe on the other foot, if your brother had stayed and you had left and come back, yes, I'd make a big deal over you coming home too. And I would not leave you out of it. You're not excluded. You're welcome in here. You're the one that chose not to come inside. You're the one that's angry and all bent out of shape because we're having a good time. You ever seen a family member like that? Oh, Lord, I've seen them. All you got to do is stand around sometimes in viewings and funerals and you can hear it. You can hear the backbiting and the fussing and the arguing amongst family members. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a root of bitterness, and it can't help but just grow up into a big old tree and shed leaves all over the place. And those leaves fall in people's shirt pockets and go down their collars and end up in their purses, and they take them home with them. And then next thing you know, they're all planting unforgiveness and bitterness bushes. And it's just an ongoing thing that never stops without love. Without love. It's the anger that consumes. Father, God of love and grace, you are the Father of all love and all grace. We ask you tonight to help us forgive just as abundantly as you forgive us. And make the road back to the Father's house, back to your house, easy for sinners through the love of Jesus Christ and through our Christ-like attitude tonight. Father, help us to love the unlovable, to embrace those that people cast aside and don't want anything to do with. Help us reach the lost, Father God, for Christ's sake and for your glory. And we'll be so grateful, Father, for the harvest that you've allowed us to participate in. God, we bless you and we praise you for your wonderful word and your presence here tonight. Have your way in our lives, Father. We yield ourselves to you in Jesus' precious name. I hope you've been blessed. I thank you for being here.